Hey, what's up? This is Makai Brooks. I play Guardian on Supergirl, and welcome to Geek Pride.
Hi, everybody.
Matt Geary for the Geek Pride cast
on this Thursday evening. With me, we have two regular geeks. You seem to be regulars, chaps. We've got, first off, Josh Varney.
Good evening.
And Quizmaster John Joe Cosgrove.
How do you do?
So, I have a quiz for you chaps today to make up for my embarrassment last week. So I've got a slight, it's not hard if you know the areas. It's easy if you know the areas. If you don't know the areas, then it's going to be quite hard. So, yeah, we'll do that later on. So we will have the quiz later on. And yes, Mr. Daniel P. I'm Pickle Rick. That's right. Got my Pickle Rick t-shirt on. Good stuff.
All right. Oh dear.
Yes. Okay, gents, what have you been up to? What have you been doing for the last week since we talked last?
I've been playing a few different video games. For the first time, I picked up one of the Mini NES, and I've been exploring the games that are on that.
Were these one of those ones that were like stupidly overpriced? No, there wasn't very many of them. Sold.
Yeah, and this was the and then they are doing a new stock of it, but luckily the shop I went into last night had a sign saying pre-order now for the 29th of June. I said, oh, can I pre-order one of these consoles? And they went, we can have one now if you want. I think I've put in about a good 3 or 4 hours on it just today. I love re-exploring all these classic games.
Do you think they've stood the test of time? Because a lot of the games you go back to, and you're kind of going, "Oh my god, why did I even enjoy this game?"
But I'll tell you what, they definitely haven't aged that well. But the innovations in some of them, especially the first Super Mario Brothers game, I think that still holds up quite a lot for what you could do in that game.
Well, yeah, so I think Super Mario, you know, because it is what it is and stuff, but I think it's like the fighting games and stuff, some of them, where it's literally just button mashing.
Double Dragon is cringingly bad. But it's bad in a good way, because it's just fun.
Yeah. Seemed like there was a car in the background or something there. It's gone all silent now for some reason, but there you go. All right. Josh, just on a random note, you've got a photograph on your Skype. What is it you're holding? What's the sign say?
It says naughty.
Naughty.
Yes.
Because he's naughty. Right.
Exactly.
Who are you with? Who are the ladies on the picture?
That is at the Erpicon UK convention for Wynonna Earp. And the two lovely ladies, I'm in between, play Waverly Earp and Nicole Hort on Wynonna Earp. That's
never heard of it.
That's Pat Barrel and Dominic Provost-Chalkley, and they're both lovely ladies. Lovely.
Such a Welsh word, isn't it? Lovely. It's lovely, isn't it?
I could say cariad, but there we go.
Daniel P says on Facebook, got my missus a Superboy S console. It's great. Can put all the original SNES games and connect the TV or play portable. That's cool. I got myself it's not a Neo Geo. It's basically just a Raspberry Pi, but they've packaged it really well. But it looks like one of these old school like arcade machines, and it's got two joysticks, 6 buttons, and it's got lights around it and stuff. And it's got 999 games on it or something stupid like that. But yeah, you've got all your old classics like Street Fighter and Double Dragon and Mortal Kombat and Pit Fighter on there as well. So yeah, it's pretty awesome. So what has everybody else been up to? What have you been up to, Josh?
I actually downloaded a SNES emulator and foolishly delved into that.
Oh, what have you been playing?
Super Mario World. A lot of Kirby. A lot of Kirby.
I could never get into Kirby, to be honest. I don't know why. Just something about, I don't know.
It's a happy, fun game, and any like hero that's, you know, marginally pink, round, sucks in a lot of enemies, and then can fly with that enemy he's breathed in, is a winner any chance, and then spits them back out, you know, as some kind of projectile weapon, which is awesome. In any case,
it's a bit like Yoshi.
Yeah, but you can fly, and yeah. You know,
or become a wizard.
Yes, or the fact is that the person on your back doesn't kick you to the nearest fiery pit just to get that, you know, little bit inch above everybody else.
Big, if this wasn't Nintendo, this could have been a proper good horror game, couldn't it?
Oh my god, yeah, lethal. I mean, some of the
I really want a Kirby spin-off. I really want a dark, mature reboot just to see what they do with it.
We need to get the guys from Pitch Please, Mr. Orvis, Ben, and Callum, to do a Kirby pitch for a horror film, possibly. That could be interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, they did a Pac-Man one once, which was interesting. It was like a horror film.
Don't do that to Kirby, please.
Kirby is a murdering mofo.
No, but my kids love Kirby, and don't take that away from them. It's like, I came up with some horrible story for the family nest. The fact is that the children are only safe on land. As soon as they walk into that water, they're dog food. And I've never had my son look at me with such depression that I just took something away from him. Now I'm threatening to say, oh, you know when Scrooge McDuck dives into that money pit? Yeah, they have to clone him every time because, let's face it, diving into a money pit, you're not going to survive that.
That's pretty true.
Yeah, I tried showing him the scene from Family Guy. And his mother just kind of interjected very quickly with a really harsh no. And she screamed it so loud. Oh, my boy went like 3 feet off the ground when screaming no, like he'd done something wrong. I just couldn't help but laugh because it was just, to me, it's like really funny.
I'm trying to introduce South Park to your kids.
Oh, no, man. That will not happen in my house.
You know what? The best episode of Star Trek. The best episode of South Park ever is still the Make Love Not Warcraft one.
That is all phenomenal.
I love that episode so much. It's just hilarious. It's like you can't give up the world of Warcraft.
It's like you're about to get pwned.
Yeah, I love it. It's just the music. You got Paul Stanley, Live to Win on there, and it's just amazing. It was just funny because at the time, like, I was still in my sort of Warcraft addict phase, so I was loving it there anyway. And I think I've been trying to persuade my brother to get into it, and he watched it, and he was just like, "Oh my god, yes!" So we got into it as well. But I think we need to get the Pitch Piece guys to do a Kirby one. I mean, you were talking about Family Nest there. I was trying to remember the bloody theme song to Family Nest now.
MacToot was on his bagpipe, swallows, but then Angus watched those notes go floating across the waves. Just disappears at once and grabs a note or two. Oh, man, my kids used to watch it, like, literally, legally, all the time. And I was like, oh, please turn this shit off now. I don't care. Daddy, we want thistle whistles. I'll thistle whistle you. Just turn it off now.
What were the cartoons you were brought up on? So what did you watch when you were a kid? You were sat there in front of the telly box. What were you watching?
He-Man, Ulysses 31, oh god, Visionaries, Thundercats.
Oh, Visionaries, amazing.
Pole Position and Pawpaw Bears.
Ooh. So, did you watch... I was trying to think. I always have this, like... Because I used to... And my mum worked in Belfast. My dad worked in Belfast. So I went to school in Carrickfergus. So I went to a babysitter's after school, and I always sort of remember, like, sitting watching the TV in my babysitter's house, and it was like, what was it? Cities of Gold. What's the full title of that?
Mysterious Cities of Gold.
Yeah, Mysterious Cities of Gold. And you had the Muskahounds. You know, I really hated the Muskahounds. One for one and one for all. Muskahounds
are always ready. Oh, Dog Tanning was just such a Dog, I'm sorry, Dog Tanyan was just such a pussy. Just, yeah. The entire thing is like, bad dog, spank. Fuck off, really? Get your sword straight, for Christ's sake. It's a little twang at the top. It looks like a pig's tail.
Yeah, man, yeah. I just remember all those old school, like, they were like, what was it? Top Banana, that used to be on a Saturday morning. And then you had Ghost Train as well. And obviously, then you had, there's Mallet's Mallets.
Parallel 9, Live and Kicking.
Yeah, Live and Kicking. Yeah. You know, just imagine getting up, being up like super early and watching that stuff. Like, these things are on at like 7:30 in the morning.
I introduced my kids to an old cartoon that I used to watch on Channel 4, and it was always a Sunday, and it was Sharky and George.
Ah, Sharky and George, crime busters of the sea. Sharky and George, clear up any mystery.
My daughter absolutely fucking loves it. I mean, it used to be anything, you know, My Little Pony. No. Daddy, Sharky Joe. Oh, for God's sake, what have I started?
Well, I think that's better than My Little Pony.
Yes, absolutely. Same with, my son started watching Mask and Fantastic Max.
Oh, yeah. Beast Wars and Channel 4. Beast Wars and Channel 5. I don't remember Beast Wars. Daniel Burns says Beast Wars and Channel 5 for me. I'm not sure.
Beast Wars has not aged well.
Beast Wars?
I watched it on YouTube, and it just, the animation at the time looked so good, but now it's just bad.
You went super London there, by the way, John Joe. You went nah.
Well, I am from London, mate. I've got to stick to my roots.
Apples and pears.
The one thing that most animations that are lacking these days, and we were watching over this on like the late 80s, early 90s cartoons, the fact is that every single one of them has a lesson at the end of it. Like, you know, He-Man has a lesson to learn. Brave Star has a lesson to learn at the end of it. Now it's basically fart in somebody's face, shrub fucking pancakes in, make it look like you're an alcoholic, and everything's going to be okay at the end of it. Yeah, fantastic. At least He-Man was telling kids, you know, don't touch hot things. You might burn yourself. Now it's go on, fucking touch it, mate. Stick your hand in. Go on, boo wee!
I think the most awkward one for me was the Sonic the Hedgehog episode where it talked about masturbation. It was like, hey, kids, it's all right to do things in your room, but hey, don't let anyone else do anything to you that you don't like. It's like, what? It's like, Jesus, what the fuck is going on with this stuff?
Do you know what? I don't remember many of the morals from any of the cartoons I watched for some reason. But there is one moral that I remember for some, I don't know why, but it stuck with me forever. And it's about recycling batteries. And it was in Captain Planet at the end. So he's sitting there and the thing's like, I can picture he's like in a garage and there's like batteries. And don't put them in the trash. You got to recycle batteries. And I was just like, all right, okay, cool. I put them in the trash. Like, I didn't learn from it.
You upset Captain Planet.
Yeah. Oh, man. Captain Planet, he's our hero. Going to bring pollution down to zero.
Yeah, but we don't fuck with him because he'll turn you into a tree.
Because of my age range, I was, I think, 4 or 5 when Batman, the animated series, came over. And I was hooked on that. And even now, I will still watch an episode of it and I'll still be as engrossed in it now. And it's a cartoon that, for me, for 26 years old, it looks like it could have been made yesterday. It's just perfect for me. That is the perfect cartoon.
I'm trying to think what my favourite cartoon would have been when I was a kid. It's got to be... what did I really... Well,
it's either that or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I was a big, massive fan of the Turtles, to be honest. I did love them. That and Transformers, I think, were my big thing. I just couldn't. I put a post on this on my Facebook. I had no idea. Like, Peter Cullen was the voice of Eeyore as well.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
I was like, holy shit! I was like, I grew up on Winnie the Pooh. In fact, like, my father, like, had like all the books. He was a massive sort of A.A. Milne fan, and we grew up on Winnie the Pooh. And, watching the cartoons and stuff. And Eeyore, you know, bloody Optimus Prime. Blown. Yep. Mind blown.
Did you know
blown.
He's, Dude, like I said, he was also the guy behind the Predators, like clicking, purring sound. That's Peter Cullen.
No way, really?
Yeah, that's Peter Cullen.
Fucking hell. I wonder how they got that job. So, can you do clicking noises?
He'd just done a lot of work for King Kong, and he was doing all the growling and stuff like that. And
he'd done King Kong in the 70s as well.
Yes, he did. And they were looking at this new science fiction film, and they said, well, we need you to do like voiceover. And they weren't allowed to show him what the alien looked like, what the Predator looked like. So he was trying to come up with different things. He said, look, I can't do it, so I'm just going to leave it. And I remember him in an interview saying, right, they had to show me the alien just so I came up with what the hell I was working with. And as soon as he saw it, he went... And that was it. That's the Predator's noise throughout the entire film. And it's Peter Cullen.
Oh,
Uncredited.
Wow. I just got to say, I've just looked up Peter Cullen's IMDb. And
it goes on forever.
Yeah. Oh, Joe, you know, I've just noticed. I had to look because I knew there was one character in a certain show. I just had to make sure it was him. Admiral Grimmitt from DuckTales is voiced.
I actually knew that.
I was like, I'd never thought it before, but I thought, hang on, that voice did seem familiar. I was like, yes, that was him. And oh my god, it's like a best of when I'm looking for these. Jesus.
Got some more comments here. Daniel P says, Thundercats, ho! Obviously Thundercats, but have you seen the new remake they're looking to do?
Oh, fuck. It's like Teen Titans Go. It looks horrible.
Yeah,
Don't like it at all. Don't get me wrong. David Tennant as Uncle Scrooge. Yeah, okay. It's okay, you know. It's okay. It's not the original.
What? Uncle Scrooge?
No, we're talking about Thundercats.
What sort of fucked up Thundercats cartoon are you watching?
Oh, we're talking about Thundercats because Thundercats has been redone to look like when they redone Teen Titans.
Yeah, fucking...
And it looks fucking...
I've got so many windows open.
Joe, I loved the Teen Titans show. I think for a cartoon, it was very mature and there were some episodes that really made you think, God, am I too young to be watching this? There was some real mature content in it. And now you look at what's in Teen Titans Go, because I watched two episodes of it because people said it was bad. I watched one, I was like, okay, please say it gets better. I watched the second one, I'm like, yeah, my childhood is destroyed, you fuckers.
This is the new Thundercats animation that is is about to premiere. It's more Amazing World of Gumball than anything else.
It looks terrible.
I think they get lazy, the animators. When you used to get these proper good designs, like when you look at the old Batman series or you look at Transformers or even like early Simpsons, there's so much detail. Everything's now too lazily drawn, everything's too bold, everything's too easily done. That's why you've got like 300 episodes of Adventure Time, where you've got hundreds of episodes of Steven Universe and all this stuff. It's because they're just so easy to draw, and they probably make them, like, whack them out in about a day or two even. Well, maybe not a day or two, but yeah.
Daniel Byrne says, nothing scared me as a child where there was the intermission on the BBC in the morning. I don't know if it was the connection issue. Anyway, the scary girl with the damn clown drawing knots and crosses on the chalkboard.
Oh, yeah. That puppet was creepy.
It had the ear-pitching sound, and she just watches you in the living room. It was pretty freaky. Like, I don't understand why they thought that was even sort of cool. You know, that gave a lot of kids nightmares. I'm not sure if it's a sound card, if they call it. I'm not sure what they call it.
It's a standby transmission.
Yeah. That's some old school stuff right there, man. Standby transmission. But having just like off topic, well, back on the topic again, but having sort of been watching The Toys That Make Us on Netflix, I'm on season two. It's like most things that we grew up watching as kids were basically just giant toy commercials. So yes. You know, the toys, like Transformers was literally, you know, obviously was. Now, Star Wars, granted, it came out first before the toys came out, but like a lot of the sort of cartoons like G.I. Joe, Transformers, what are the other ones they've been doing? can't remember. Don't know. I've forgotten the other ones. But yeah, a lot of them are just basically toy adverts, and it was just sort of like, yeah.
Well, do you know Jason the Wheeled Warriors?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a toy. They had to make a TV series to sell the toys.
Oh, right. I quite like Jason and the Wheeled Warriors.
Mars.
Didn't have any of the toys, actually. Samurai Pizza Cats. Do you remember Samurai Pizza Cats?
Oh, my God. That's bad. That's bad.
It was just like Turtles was big. It's like, what can we do? Ah, Samurai Pizza Cats.
We're showing our age now.
Yeah, Samurai Pizza Cats. Oh, man. Bad times.
I mean, shit, I thought Mysterious Cities of Gold showed your age. I mean, I still got people arguing with me now. It's a giant eagle. It's a condor, you idiots. But you know,
I didn't really like that anime sort of... I didn't really like it that much. It was just on, so I watched it. It was like, I knew my mum was coming when that was on. Because basically, as soon as the Mysterious Cities of Gold came on, I was like, sweet, I'm going to get picked up soon. But it was like, yeah, I wasn't overly keen on it, to be honest. But yeah. What was I gonna say? Do you want to do my quiz now or do you want to wait?
Before we do that, Matt, I've got to bring something up that's been going around the internet for the last day, something that will probably upset you, but I have to say it.
What?
Disney are apparently putting a hold on the shitty anthology films of Star Wars, so we won't get anything else. We won't get anything else like Rogue One, hopefully, ever again.
What the fuck? Yeah. What?
They just spent $7.1 billion on acquiring Fox. Give them a break.
No, $71 billion.
No, 71. Oh shit!
Wait a minute. We're meant to have a Boba Fett and a Obi-Wan film coming out.
Apparently, they're being put on hold.
Yeah, they're on hold.
The Rian Johnson trilogy is still going ahead, and the trilogy
developed by
the Game of Thrones creators is still going ahead as well.
Oh, that's bollocks, man! I was really looking forward to an Obi-Wan film because it's going to tie in with Solo, isn't it? Oh, fuck.
It's not definitely been cancelled, but they are being delayed. Because Solo basically is a third of what Rogue One made. And Rogue One had hardly anything to do with the original plot. It was all new characters apart from a couple from Rebels and Clone Wars and obviously 5 minutes of Darth Vader. And Solo, which should have been the bigger project, you know, it had all the characters that you knew. It was, bringing probably one of the most popular characters in cinema history, and it didn't get the audience. So Disney have obviously gone, right, we've spent all this money on this franchise. We're fucked. We got to now do something.
I don't understand where the butthurt came about Solo. It was an enjoyable film.
I think it's because of all the background stuff. The whole idea of Lord and Miller, two very respectable directors and writers, being chucked off a film, and they basically remade 75% of the movie with Ron Howard. And Ron Howard has not made a great film for a long time.
What's he done recently?
What is it? He's done the three Robert Langdon ones. So you had Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons, and Inferno. The Angels and Demons film was actually half decent. Da Vinci Code wasn't a fan of, and Inferno was utter balls.
See, I think apparently the way Solo was going, it felt like a Jim Carrey film, they were saying. That's why.
I would have watched that.
I know, but Han Solo's meant to be kind of funny, quirky and stuff, but he's not meant to be stupidly funny. I don't like this whole everything going super funny now, because Thor's funny and he did really well, so let's do that. Deadpool's funny and he does really well. Let's make everything in the world super funny. Come on.
As a one-off film, I think it would have been fine. It probably would have worked. You know, don't do every Star Wars film like that, because people don't want it. People like the dramatic tension. They like the epic space battles. They like that feeling of you don't know what's going to come next and all these revelations. You know, give me the funny film, you know, where Han Solo accidentally falls out of the Millennium Falcon, or, you know, Lando accidentally shoots himself when he's trying to shoot someone else, or I don't know, something like that. I'd love that. I think that'd be brilliant.
No. I enjoy films. If I anticipate them to be funny, or they're like, you know, a mix, like Marvel films I can accept being funny and stuff. I kind of like my DC films being more serious. And
that's fine. I agree with that. But Justice League, obviously, they reshot with Joss Whedon because they're like, right, we need some fun in this film. I reckon if they hadn't brought Joss Whedon, Justice League would have been a much more successful film.
Yeah, going back onto the DC thing, it's like, I just want them to sort of do something really good. You know, I loved Man of Steel. Like, I really, really super loved it. Really did. Batman vs. Superman was a bit disappointing. Though, the extended edition actually makes a lot more sense and it's better. Justice League, yeah, it was alright. Enjoyed it. But I just feel like they need to grab a hold of it and fucking do it properly and stuff. Well, I think they're just rushing it, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think it's because Marvel hit off the ground running and it was like, they went, okay, so if this goes well, we're going to make a franchise. And it was like, okay, we'll give that a go. And they started slowly. It was like, yeah, first film, yes, we have Avenger Initiative. Everyone's like, oh God, it's the Avengers. We'll get Avengers next year. No, we're not. You're not getting Avengers just yet. No, because you've only got Iron Man. You can't just have Iron Man and Nick Fury as the Avengers. Yep. Then you have Incredible Hulk. Incredible Hulk, you know, it wasn't that successful, but I quite enjoyed the film. But they bring back Robert Downey Jr. He goes, right, I'm doing this as a favour because I want to see this grow. He had belief in the project. And, you know, it's like, yeah, what would you say if I'm putting the team together? It's like, ooh, Avengers still. 2010, Iron Man 2. You know, what? How did they finish? They introduce Thor's hammer. They give the first proper mystical, magical side of the MCU after three films that are very gritty, very realistic feeling, and they throw in Thor's hammer. And they earned that after three films. Man of Steel was like, okay, what can we do? Can we do a plug to Bruce Wayne? Yeah, you know, put Bruce Wayne's build in the background. Can we do a plug to Aquaman? Yeah, let's do some talk about Atlanteans. And it's like, they just threw everything from that first film.
Yeah, they're catching up, aren't they? Instead of sort of developing it slowly, they just thought, let's throw everything out at night.
We've got three DC films that are currently being made or about to be released. So we've got Aquaman at the end of the year.
Yeah,
we've got Shazam in April, which
I have hope.
Good. And then November next year we have Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be good. Gonna be good. I just want I just want to have a Ben Affleck Batman. I want a solo film because he's fucking good as Batman, and it annoys me when people sort of kind of piss and moan about him because he's a good Batman. You know, in Batman versus Superman, when he's attacking the guys in the warehouse, fucking amazing, absolutely epic, loved it. But I just, you know, I think because he's literally just been browbeaten so much about it that he's probably just going to can it off, and we're going to have a new Batman. And it's a shame because I think, and I've said this a million times before, he makes a great Batman. And I think
he is a brilliant Batman. And I would feel upset if they recast him. But at the same time, when are we going to get this bloody Batman movie? Because it should have been out this year. They've not even started filming at all.
Well, they had to get a new director, and then Ben Affleck was going to direct it, and then he's not going to direct it. He was going to star in it. He's not sure now, and, you know.
Mm. I just want to get rid of Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor.
Yeah, agreed.
Just get rid of him because he's just useless. Mm. He's got the acting rage of a wet chamois.
I just want to, you know, Deathstroke, because, you know, at the end of, obviously, Justice League, you had Deathstroke, so that would be a good sort of bad guy to have in, you know?
Legion of Doom.
Oh, you've got Legion. Daniel P says two Joker films in the works as well.
Jared Leto as well. I don't want any Joker films. Don't get me wrong. I want the Joker in the DCEU, but the Joker doesn't need a film. Harley Quinn doesn't need a film. Deadshot doesn't need a film. The fucking guy that plays the janitor who cleaned up after the fight in Metropolis doesn't need his own film. It gets ridiculous, all these spin-offs. They've got 20 films apparently in development that they're that they're throwing ideas at. Just focus on your mainline series. Just get the characters that people know first. And, you know, maybe you can expand. Just don't try and play catch up with Marvel, because it ain't going to work. Just do the films that you know people want. Don't just try and build expectation and bring something that people don't want to watch.
Yep.
Well, it says that Warner Brothers should finally release a Zack Snyder cut of Justice League.
Yes.
Because apparently you were supposed to see Darkseid in the film, but it was taken out.
And that's really disappointing, because that was the only reason I watched through that film, because I thought, right, Steppenwolf, from what I saw from the promotional, I thought, this looks like the biggest load of shite I've ever seen. And we're in 2018 now, but this was 2017, you know, the peak of CGI. You know, we get films that are made on like $1 million budget and they look amazing. This film had $300 million and it looked like a PS1 game character.
Well, the worst thing is, though, the Justice League film is based off Justice League War, or the first Justice League 52, their first graphic novel they brought out, their first wave. And Warner Brothers Animation put all of that into one animated movie, and it was brilliant. Absolutely spectacular animated film in Justice League War. And basically, Zack Snyder went, right, okay, we're going to do that live, but we're going to leave out the main villain. Now, that's Infinity War without Thanos or the Infinity Gauntlet, and it's just people just going back and forth and then turning into ash at the end, and you still sit there going, what the fuck did I just miss?
I had something to say there, and I just completely forgot. Oh, yeah, the bad guy Mars in Wonder Woman wasn't great either, CGI-wise.
Ares. What?
I will admit, I didn't like the CGI on Ares, but overall, I still rate Wonder Woman as the best film in the DC universe.
Yes, I gotta say, hands down. I think we're good there.
Yeah.
And apparently, the video footage of her flying around on her invisible jet, very low to the ground, and everybody's freaking out. Oh my god, it's invisible jet! I just thought it was her having a laugh with the wiring.
I really hope it's a laugh. I don't think they should do Invisible Jet.
It was low to the ground. I thought, well, she got an invisible car now?
Invisible car might be fun, but no, not Invisible Jet.
Yeah, so...
Sorry, I got my gods, my Roman and Greek gods mixed up. Right.
Shall we have your quiz?
Yeah, let's have this quiz.
Yeah.
Come on, then.
Put a bit of thought on this. Right, so what the quiz? Right, so there's 5 questions, but... each question has 2 bonus points as well as the question. So, technically, it'll be 15. So, there's basically 2 extra bonus points you can get from these. Now, I want you to swear to me now that you're not going to Google anything. You will not Google anything.
But before we go any further, Matt, can I just ask, how much time have you put into this quiz?
I literally just threw it together in like a minute.
I smell bullshit.
I kind of feel that after last Thursday, it was like, right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to show them 2 fuckers. I'm really gonna make them look stupid tonight. And I can imagine your other half's going, Matt, just give it a rest. No, I will not. I'm starting to sound like 4. I will not do that. I will make sure that they feel my vengeance.
Right. Okay. So, Do you want to write them down, or do you want to just call out the answers?
Write them down like last week.
I think write them down. It's going to be the easiest option.
Right, yeah. Okay. All right, gentlemen, welcome to the quiz, the Geek Pride quiz. So, we need to think of a Geek Pride quiz name. I'll think about that for next time. But anyway, right, so, first question with bonus points. Name the 3 wizards in Lord of the Rings. Bonus points. What are their colours? Second bonus point. Give me the name of a lesser known wizard who is in the books but not in the films.
Let me write these down.
So 3 wizards. Right. What their colours are.
There's Jim.
Yeah, what their colours are.
Peter the off-page.
what their colours are, and another wizard That's basically, they're the Blue Wizards, basically, but they're named in briefly in some of the books, but you don't really hear much from them. So name me one of them.
Let me write this. I can't remember how to spell his name.
Let's see. So you got Michael the Tartan.
You got Eric the Plaid.
Eric the Plaid. Gee, how did I forget him? Jesus.
Right.
I've written down as good of an answer as I'm going to get on that one.
Right. Okay. Number two. Name the Game of Thrones books. Bonus
all
question.
Of them.
Name them all. Bonus question. What's the series called? So what are the book? What are they all called as a series of books? And name the book that's meant to be coming out next.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The one that I mention on a regular basis in nearly every single podcast.
Right.
I mentioned it last week.
I have got this one, luckily enough. So this is going to take a while because there's a lot of fucking writing on this
one.
Yeah,
cheers, Matt, you bastard. I knew this would be revenge for last week, you fucker.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, Josh, you've been brought into this.
That's all right. I'm used to this kind of shit. Irish fucker.
Right, okay. Number three.
No, whoa.
Well, you could just write the question down.
You're making us write a bloody essay here.
Yeah, not fucking shit.
All right, okay.
So there was the Prisoner of Azkaban.
So you got the name of the books. You got name the books. Bonus name the series. What are all the books called?
Was Goblet of Fire before or after Azkaban?
I am going to kill you dead. Silence, please. Well, the quizmaster is writing. Was saying his quiz. If somebody was interrupting you, John Joe, in your quiz, would you be very happy about it?
They interrupt me all the time.
Wow. Yeah, you should issue some smackdown. And the bonus question: what is the newest book called? What's it going to be called what is it called when it comes out?
Do you want just the one book, or do you want both books?
Right, I'll give you an additional question, a bonus, if you can give me the one after that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I finally finished writing.
Yeah. Number three, in Warhammer 40,000.
Fuck off.
Yeah, fuck tards. This is what you get for talking about comic books. I didn't know anything about comic books. How many Primarchs are there? Bonus question: how many of them turned to chaos? And what whereabouts on Earth or in Terra is the Emperor's Palace situated? So you've got how many Primarchs are there? How many of them turned to chaos? And where is the Emperor's Palace on Earth?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Again, some of these,
Josh,
I will
mention. I don't have a clue either, so I've just wrote whatever I can. The only thing I know about Primark is that there's a massive off one just down the road from me, and it's shit. But I've written answers. They're completely wrong, most likely, but I've written answers.
I might give bonus points for hilariously funny when I did my quiz for work, I give bonus points for really funny bad answers, so.
Oh, this is...
I kind of know, but it's on the tip of my tongue.
Shut up.
I'll give you a clue for the Emperor's Palace. It's in It's in a well-known mountain range.
Yeah, that doesn't fucking help, man.
Right, let's just go on question four.
Okay. Right, here we go, Star Wars question. In the old canon in Star Wars, name the race that invaded the galaxy after the Empire was destroyed. Bonus question, name the high-profile casualty of that war. And the third bonus question, to the nearest trillion, how many sentient creatures were killed? Creatures/people were killed. So, first question is, what's the name of the race that invaded in old canon? Obviously, it's not canon anymore. But in old canon, what was the name of the race that invaded the galaxy when the Empire was defeated. The New Republic obviously invaded the New Republic. The bonus question: what was the name? Me a high profile casualty of that war. So a character's name that we know, and you know quite well. And bonus to the nearest trillion: how many sentient creatures / people were killed in said war?
Right? Can you?
I hate you, Matt.
I think I'm going to cry. Can you read out the first two again?
Right. Okay.
So, I think I've got an answer for number three, just because I'm sure I've read it in one of my encyclopedia books, but I can't think of the first two.
So in all canon, what's the name of the race that invades and invades the New Republic after the Empire's destroyed and basically starts a war? It's a very big war. What's the name of the race? The second question is, name a high-profile death in the comics / books from that war. And it's basically a character we know from the series as it is. So there's a bit of a clue there.
Great.
A well-loved character. That's an even better clue.
Oh, I've got to think. I've done the trillion answer because I remember reading it.
Do you want to go back to it? Do you want to sort of go move on and I can read them out afterwards so you can have another think?
I think I know the name for the first one, or at least I think I know a name that was given to him. I'm not 100%, but I'm going to go with it.
Right, okay.
Okay, but can I just get the second question again?
High profile death. He's a well-known character. He died, and he's a beloved character in the current canon. But he died in this arc.
Oh,
Jesus! This is evil.
You went away and you thought about this, didn't you? You swine.
He's not seen his missus for a week. He's just been thinking of his question.
No.
I'll get them. Right, we'll move on to five, and then I can go back over any questions that you are unsure of. Now, this is for comic books, and you're a comic book nerd, so you'll get this, right? So, The Adventures of Obadiah Old Buck is the earliest known comic book. What century was it penned? Bonus, what's the exact year? And a final bonus, slightly random, but what does DC stand for?
I was going to say, that's very random on that one.
Yeah.
It's just I couldn't think of a third question to go along with the other comic book. So
right, well, I'm writing down the answer to number three, so I know that one straight away. Hang on. Want the exact year for this comic?
No, so basically, the century will get you 1 point, the exact year will get you a point, and obviously, what DC means will get you a point.
Hmm. Oh, shit. Okay.
Right. Does anybody want me to reread any of the questions for them?
No, I'm kind of rocking back and forth here, so I'm fine.
All right. So, pass your papers over to each other. And mark each other.
I'm gonna try and push this through the screen, mate.
I can see if I can dust off my fax machine. Hang on.
Right. Okay. So, name the three main wizards of Lord of the Rings. Jonjo.
All right. Gandalf, Saruman, and Radagast.
Very good. Bonus question: colors. What were their colors?
Saruman the white, Radagast the brown, Gandalf the grey.
Very good. Yes, indeed.
Yep, I've got them too.
Yep. And the wizards that we don't know about very well, the blue wizards, have we got any names?
Yes.
No idea.
Yes.
What?
The Last Marooning Ishtari are Alatar and Palandro the Blues.
Yeah, very good. Yes. There you go.
I did not have that.
There's a third one, Morhantar. And no, actually, there's a fourth one. So I didn't actually know these last two, but Morhantar and Romestamu.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Well, Josh has got the point. That's all we got to say.
Yeah.
He's got
so
the point for that one.
So 2 points for John Joe and 3 points for Josh.
Trust me, if I had £100, I would have bought that Andoril.
All right. Yeah. The Andoril. I mean, just write. No, I don't even have a bloody pen. Just gonna have to add a pencil. Right, we go. There we go.
John Joe, I already know you're probably gonna get the Warhammer question because all I did was write, "I am a fish."
Did you write 400 times?
Oh no, it's I just copied and pasted it like a dozen times. Just, "I am a fish. I am a fish. I am a fish." Smeg it.
Okay. Bonus. Right. Sorry. The Game of Thrones. Name the Game of Thrones book. So, Jojo.
Yeah. Okay. So you got A Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yes.
A Clash of Kings.
Yeah.
Yes.
A Storm of Swords.
Yeah.
Yes.
A Feast for Crows.
Crows. Yep.
Dance with Dragons.
Yeah.
And Winter. Yep. That's it. So that's the five that have been released so far.
Very good. So you get those 2 points. And what is the series called?
Song of Ice and Fire.
Fire.
Very good. Very good, gentlemen. Very good. Right, okay. Question three. Storming through these, gentlemen. Not as hard as you thought. How many Primarchs are there in Warhammer 40,000?
Oh, no, hang on. You didn't even do the last bonus question on your number two.
Yeah, which was A Dream of Spring.
Oh, yeah, so Dream of Spring. All right, okay, there you go. We'll give you an extra point.
Was it Dream of Spring and was it the Winds of Winter?
Winds of Winter. Yeah, Dream of Spring. Right. Okay, so, number three. How many Primarchs are there in the Warhammer 40,000 world? Sorry, universe, even.
I put down Rimmer.
How many? You could just see a number. You could just say a number and guess
three.
It, couldn't you?
42.
42? No, there's 20 of them. There's 20 Primarchs.
It was the answer to the ultimate question, so I thought, fuck it, 42.
And how many of them turned to chaos?
Two.
No.
20.
No, 10. No, actually, I lie. Eight turned to chaos.
You don't even know his own answers.
I do know, because I was thinking, half of the... Basically, what happens is, there's 20 of them, two of them disappear or are sort of expunged from Imperial record, and then half of the other 18 legions. Eight. Half of them. I can't even do fucking math. Nine of them. I can't even do math. Nine of them on each side. Nine stay loyal and nine turn chaos. There. So.
At this moment, you might as well be speaking Japanese because I don't have a bloody clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not good with Slammer.
Seriously, anyway. Man, if you like Game of Thrones, you should. The Horus Heresy books, are amazing. It's like there's so much depth to them. They're on like book 42 or something stupid like that at the minute. Loads of depth, really amazing stuff. Give it a read. If you like Game of Thrones, you like that. Okay, and bonus question, where on earth is the Emperor's Palace? And I said a mountain range, so give us a guess.
Snowdonia. I just picked the mountain range.
The most imposing mountain on Earth.
Silly answer, but I will give a proper answer as well.
Yeah.
My silly answer was, before you said mountain range, I said in Ibiza, by Ibiza Rocks, next to the Poison Kebab House.
Yeah, very good.
Only because my mate went to the kebab house outside Ibiza Rocks and he did get food poisoning.
All right.
But no, I would say the Alps.
Ooh, close, but no cigar. It's in the Himalayas. They were in the Himalayas. Yeah. All right, okay.
Nothing on that one.
Yeah, neither is... There you go. Okay, so number four, Star Wars questions. In the old canon, what was the name of the race that invaded the galaxy and the new Republic after the defeat of the Empire?
Right. I didn't know if this was right or not, but it's the only name I could think of at the time. Is it Yuuzhan Vong.
You're right, sir. It is the Yuuzhan Vong. Did you get that right, John Joe?
I did. I didn't know how to spell it, but I'm sure when they know as another name, weren't they known as the Chosen Race?
Yeah, the Chosen Race, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That, I thought it was, so yeah. Yeah, I got that, Yuuzhan Vong.
Yeah, basically, from there's the whole thing that obviously the Death Star was used to subjugate the galaxy and impose terror, etc., etc., but it was also built to hold back the Yuuzhan Vong from attacking, and when it was destroyed,
they conquered.
For the second, they all basically went, hey, free reign, and basically jumped in. So, yeah, there you go. Congratulations, very good. Name me a high-profile casualty of the war.
Chewbacca?
Yes, Chewbacca it is.
And I put down Han Solo. I really had no idea.
Yeah, Chewbacca gets unfortunately killed in the old canon. And finally, to the nearest trillion. Into the nearest trillion, how many deaths were there?
Is it bad that I know this?
Can I give it in a quote from one of my favourite guilty pleasure films?
Go on then.
If I said, "This is Sparta," that give you my answer?
It's
300.
It's close.
365.
Yeah, 365.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I hope you know these, Josh, and you're not Googling.
No. I've not got my laptop on, so. Yeah. Well, the...
How are you streaming?
The internet's not open.
Right, okay. So.
I've got one on Star Wars, damn.
And number five, the adventure of Obadiah Old Buck is the earliest known comic book. What century was it penned?
The original century or the date it was published?
You're Googling this stuff. There's no way.
I've been to Dartmouth Library.
Oh,
where
right.
They have one of the old Obadiah Old Bucks there.
Published.
Oh, shit, that's the wrong date.
Well, I'm going to say for century, it's 19th century.
18th.
It's the 19th.
Yes! I put 1842.
1837 is the date.
Damn.
Oh, fuck, I've got 1838.
You got the right century, Josh. And I'm guessing you both know what DC stands for.
Detective Comics.
Yeah, so two. I'll give you two.
Oh, but our old book looks like such a toad as well, anyway.
So, at the end of that, not as bad as I thought it would be, gentlemen. Very good. Very good. Total scores for John Joe. You scored 2 in the first round. You scored 4 in the second round. 0 in the third round. 1 in the Star Wars round. And 2... in the last round, which gives you 6, 7, 8, a grand score of 9. Josh,
yay.
You got 3 in the first round, you got 4 in the second, 0 in the third, 3 in the fourth, and 2, which gives you 7, 10, you get 12. So our victor today, Joshua Varney, 12 points. There you go, gentlemen.
You know what this means, Josh now needs to write a quiz.
Yeah,
if I do, when you're in trouble.
Oh, God.
You're in trouble if I do one.
Well, yeah, I, you know what? When it's like stuff I know, I'm good. But if it's stuff I don't know, I'm just like, meh, don't know.
All right, then next bat, same bat time, same bat channel, I will have a quiz for you guys.
All right, okay.
Ooh,
okay. This is going to be interesting. And I can't even cheat because I've got like a camera on me, so people just see me kind of going, well, it's like, what was that, Josh? Google.
Oh, no, I can't even pull Google up when I've got Skype on because it slows my laptop down a treat.
Yeah.
Like, you would hear me, but it'd be like, so.
But yeah, I quite like the quiz things. Good idea, John Joe. Quite, I think it's quite good. I think if we get sort of new people on and stuff, we should get quizzes. I've got a message here. What's going on? Somebody's messaged me.
Bring me Orvis.
Who's messaged me? What?
Hey.
I don't know what's going on here.
Hey, who, what?
So I mean, there's like a message on Skype. It just went bloop, and I don't know who's talking to me. But there you go. Who knows?
Probably PPI.
PPI, yeah, or GDPR or something random like that. Yeah.
Oh God!
We've got a family member has left you trillions that you've never heard of before. I love that.
I've got another bit of Star Wars news. I was reading this in the car earlier when I was out with girlfriend, and basically when she was like flicking through her phone, that's normally a good time for me to look through mine. There was this fun story came up about The Last Jedi.
Okay, and that was?
Well, basically, there is a group of former Star Wars fans who have apparently got together a $200 million budget to remake The Last Jedi.
I don't believe that.
That is bollocks.
It probably is. I think it is as well. An account called Remake The Last Jedi tweeted their plans to make a brand new version of the film, writing, "Our team of producers is offering to cover the budget for a remake of The Last Jedi in order to save Star Wars. Share this and spread the word to let Robert Iger and Disney know you want this. This isn't a joke. We're ready to have the convo now. Hashtag remake The Last Jedi. Hashtag Star Wars." And do you know what? Ryan Johnson has responded in the last few hours, and his response was, "Please, please, 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 actually happen. Please, 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 please."
They're not going to do it, are they? There's no way in hell they're going to do that.
Disney wouldn't allow them to touch it with a barge pole. Come on, let alone sneeze in its direction.
Yeah, not a chance.
And Seth Rogen's actually gotten on this as well. "Yo, I'm very confused as to what your goal is here. You literally want to spend $200 million remaking The Last Jedi, and someone is giving you that money? I don't get it."
It's got to be either you've got somebody who's got more money than sense, or it's bullshit, and they just think they can get, if somebody agrees to it, they can get the funding, and it's just never going to happen.
Even if they did, that film will be blocked because Disney are worth apparently about $10 trillion. So if any attempt for this film was to be made, not only would it be blocked, they would be sued, they would never be allowed to work again. They would sue their parents, they would sue their kids, they would sue their grandkids, they would sue every single thing possible. They'll sue their cats, they'll sue the fly that's going around their house, they'll get them for every single thing. It's not happening.
No, definitely not. There's no way.
Dishonor. Dishonor on you, dishonor on your cow, dishonor on your whole family. It's not happening.
What's that from?
Mulan, for God's sake.
Yes, it is, indeed. we should do a quotes one. A quotes quiz would be quite good.
What does Darth Vader say to Luke Skywalker in The Empire Strikes Back as he reveals his true heritage?
What? "Search your feelings, you know this to be true."
And then after that he goes, "That's not true!
It's impossible!
Obi-Wan told me you killed my father."
"No. Obi-Wan lied. Who cares?
Your father." No. I quite like Obi-Wan quotes. Like,
"Who is more the fool? The fool or the fool who follows him?"
Yeah, I love it. Love that one. It's amazing.
So, it's one of my favourites.
Very much Alec Guinness right there. Very good. Yeah, okay. So next week, Josh, you can do his.
Indeed.
Hopefully have a few more people.
Next Thursday night, that'd be brilliant. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully my young apprentice will be feeling better after her little bit of hospital visit today, and hopefully she'll be on next week.
Yeah. That'll be good. So we need to get some female representation here, because, you know, just we're lacking
a bit of a sausage party.
Bit of a sausage fest here, gentlemen.
Can't really call Orvis a male, though, can you? It's more of a thing.
I wouldn't call him a thing. I'll call him...
he's a whole hair.
No, Mike is like a hurricane.
he
is actually like a hurricane, though, so... that needs to be in there. So it's like, Mike is like a hurricane here in Geek Pride.
Yeah, Orvis is like a hurricane. There's a lot of sucking and blowing, and he'll take your house.
Sorry, he does what to take your house?
A lot of sucking and blowing, then he'll take the house.
Is that in the custody battle? Or
Well, he keeps asking about a cat, so I wouldn't know what the fuck he does with them.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I think we'll stop there, because either we're going to upset someone listening, or Mike's going to come on and...
We'll have three people.
We're going to get ripped to pieces.
Get all upset with us and send us passive-aggressive messages.
Yes.
And he'll write a song about us, you know.
We will leave this here. I've got some millionaire shortbread tarts to tuck into, and I got for myself. Should be
and
watching
money bin to dive into.
Should be watching the weight, but that money bin, that money silo, is going to be somewhat somewhat empty when this new house comes up. It's like the amount of work and stuff is just going to be a nightmare. But there you go. Thank you very much to everybody who joined in. Hope you enjoyed the quiz. Thank you to John Joe and Josh for being here and partaking and being good sports. As always,
just don't do any more fucking Warhammer questions.
Don't worry.
Yes, Josh, Warhammer questions. If you want
ours.
Just know that if you want to download this for later, it should be on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, etc. And as always, every week we do it live. So if you want to come join in, then join us Facebook or Twitch or YouTube and say hello. And you might get a shout out on the podcast. So yeah, that's it. I need to now go and eat some cake and also eat some cake and edit last week's podcast, which I was meant to do yesterday, but I was told to watch Love Island instead. So yeah. Love Island instead. All right, so thank you very much, everybody. I have been Matt Geary. He has been Josh Varney.
Hello.
And the Sadna has been John Joe Cosgrove.
And I have certainly been to my full extent.
Good night, all. Thanks very much.